A winter storm is bringing snow to most of the area this afternoon. The exception for areas well to the south and southeast of Albany, where snow has transitioned over to sleet and freezing rain. Conditions are slippery across the area moving through the next few hours, so if you do have to travel, you'll definitely need to plan for some extra travel time with those snow and ice-covered roads moving ahead right into this evening. The storm itself is tracking basically across southern New England this afternoon, so that's a pretty good track for most of us to see snow. Of course, with that storm tracking, though, over southern New England, enough warm air has mixed in, resulting in that transition to sleet and freezing rain across the far south and southeast. The storm itself will wind down this evening. The steady snow will come to an end. And when it's done, most of us will end up with 6 to 12 inches of snow accumulation from this particular storm. Of course, in areas that have moved over to sleet or freezing rain, the snow amounts won't be quite as heavy. Be careful on the roads tonight. Of course, it'll take a bit of time to clear things off. And then, in areas that have warmed up to the southeast, enough cold air rushes in that anything that is wet will turn icy overnight. The snow shower threat will continue across the higher terrain overnight, but again, the storm largely will come to an end this evening. And moving into tomorrow, look out for slippery spots, of course, first thing in the morning. It looks to be a pretty nice day, although it will be fairly cold, with daytime temperatures tomorrow only largely in the 20s, and a breeze will make it feel colder than that. We'll have a mixture of clouds and sunshine overhead, and there's going to be a few snow showers in the air at times tomorrow, and potentially some heavier squalls to the west of Albany as some lake effect snow will develop. The day on Friday looks to be fairly gray as our next storm heads in. It's a much weaker system on Friday, but it does bring us the potential for some light snow that, again, could make things a bit slippery. And then on Saturday, we're actually looking at a snow and rain mix as some warmer air lifts into the area. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, snow ending, though snow showers will continue in the mountains, low 6 to 14. Tomorrow, a blend of sun and clouds, with some scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, high 18 to 24. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, snow ending, though some snow showers will linger through the night, low 6 to 14. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy and cold, high 18 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, snow and ice ending this evening, clearing overnight, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold, high 25 to 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, snow and ice ending this evening, clearing overnight, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance for some flurries or snow showers, breezy and cold, high 20 to 25. Region-wide on Friday, cloudy with light snow likely, highs in the 20s, and on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain and snow with highs in the 30s. Again, be careful on the roadways in the coming hours. The snow and ice will end this evening. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.